From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Investigators trying to piece together what caused that Air Asia jet to crash in the Java Sea appear to be focusing initially on why the plane made what appears to be a very steep climb before it went down. They are basing that on data transmitted just before the jet vanished from air traffic controllers' radar screens in Jakarta, Indonesia, Sunday. Meanwhile, recovery operations continue with the bodies of some of the victims and some debris found, though choppy seas are hampering the search. AirAsia CEO Tony Fernandez says it's causing problems.
The weather, unfortunately, is not looking good for the next 2 or 3 days, and that is slowing us down. But they did inform me that the ships are looking to operate 24 hours, which is very encouraging, and they're moving all the assets to the two spots which they think the aircraft could be.
The Airbus A320 with 162 people on board was en route to Singapore when it vanished. Much of the western U.S. is digging out from a storm system that brought heavy snow and bitter cold temperatures to several states. In Southern California, NPR's Kirk Sigler reports authorities say high winds are to blame for 2 deaths on Catalina Island off the coast of Los Angeles.
Wind gusts above 60 miles an hour have been reported here. Authorities say a harbor patrol officer was killed after being caught between a boat and a rock in the seaside town of Avalon on Catalina Island. Authorities found another person floating in the water nearby who later reportedly died at a hospital. Meanwhile, there were reports of passengers stranded in their vehicles on mountain passes as snow pounded the San Bernardino Mountains about 60 miles east of Los Angeles. Most of the high wind advisories are in effect through today, followed by another night of predicted unseasonably cold temperatures. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.
In Tokyo, it's already 2015, New Year's Eve fireworks going off at a temple there. Likewise, similar celebrations have been held in Beijing, Sydney, Australia, which takes pride in being one of the first major cities in the world to welcome the new year. They did greet the year with fireworks as well. Stock prices fell in slow trading today, but as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, it was a good year for the market as a whole.
Oil prices took another plunge, and that sent energy stocks lower for the day. Trading has been desultory all week. Many traders have already closed their books, and trading was light. But all of the major stock indexes were up for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which topped 18,000 earlier this month, finished up 7.5%. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index had its third straight year of double-digit gains, rising more than 11%. Even as other parts of the world are mired in a downturn, the U.S. economy expanded and the unemployment rate fell in 2014. The dollar has been slowly rising against other currencies, and oil prices have fallen sharply. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. A state appeals court in New York has reinstated a ban on smoking in state parks. The 5-judge panel today dismissing a challenge by a group of smokers who said the restriction was put in place illegally. The New York state ban applies to beaches, picnic areas, and other outdoor spaces at more than 200 parks and historic sites in that state. Fast food portions are holding steady. That's according to a new study published in the journal Preventing Chronic Disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports a cheeseburger, fries, and a regular-sized soda at one of the top fast food chains will still set you back between 1,100 and 1,700 calories.
There's a perception that portion sizes have been getting bigger and bigger, but seems this is not the case with the traditional menu items at the leading fast food chains. Researchers at Tufts University find that calorie counts for cheeseburger meals have remained about the same since the mid-1990s. Researchers say sodium and fat counts are steady, too. The only striking change has been the reduction in trans fats, likely due to the change in oils used to fry French fries. Fast food chains have, however, cut calories from new menu items. A study from researchers at Johns Hopkins University, published earlier this year, documented that new items being introduced have about 60 fewer calories. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
California's first-in-the-nation plan to ban single-use plastic grocery bags is being fought by the companies that make those bags. And this week, an effort to overturn the measure moved forward. Bag makers appear to have gathered necessary signatures for a proposed ballot initiative that would delay implementation of the proposal. Measure to ban the use of single-use plastic bags is supported by environmental groups. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.